While U.S. commanders try to figure out exactly what kind of threat they're dealing with in Iraq, American forces there continue to face near-daily attacks. To reduce the threat, U.S. soldiers with the 1st Armored Division in Baghdad are recruiting and training Iraqis to take over some security duties. It's one step to lower the American profile on the city's streets. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
In the sweltering heat, Iraqi men line up in pairs for the first day of a 2-day training course. American soldiers demonstrate practical skills.
You will take each other down to the ground. Do not use too much pressure, for you can hurt somebody with this. And we all don't want to go to work with a broken arm.
They will work as security guards at checkpoints, government buildings, at schools. American soldiers now guard 500 sites in the city. As U.S. troops have shifted to peacekeeping, they have become easy targets for small arms fire and grenade attacks. These Iraqis will take over some of the guard duty, says Staff Sergeant Andrew Haydenberg.
They are from former police force in the Army. In the morning, we find the group of them, we interview them, and the ones that fit the bill come to us. We train about 100 a day.
Welcome to your hands-on portion of the hand-to-hand combat. I am your instructor, Sergeant Rhodes.
The instructors here acknowledge 2 weeks of training would be better than 2 days, but there is an urgency to the crash course. For example, on Monday, 3 U.S. soldiers were injured in a grenade attack while on guard duty across the street from the Iraqi National Orchestra. Staff Sergeant L.T. Williams is training a dozen Iraqi men.
It's going to be good. So when you got your own police up in your own, it's going to be good.
All right, my friends, today we take a test based on what you've been taught.
Staff Sergeant Andrew Haydenberg supervises the exam.
This test is honest and not designed to trick you. It's very simple. I know you will all do fine.
Thousands of Iraqis will be trained and hired. In addition, the U.S.-led administration announced the formation of a new Iraqi Army Corps and agreed to pay monthly salaries to 250,000 former Iraqi soldiers from the disbanded army, a policy designed to reduce tensions in Baghdad. The new Iraqi security guards are designed to reduce the number of American targets in the city.
Yes, it sure is. It definitely supports that idea.
Again, Staff Sergeant Andrew Haydenberg.
We want to get our guys off standing around in front of buildings and trying to stop mass mobs of people. Otherwise, you've got guys sitting on checkpoints getting shot up.
But American troops will continue to patrol parts of Baghdad, as well as increasingly hostile cities north and west of the capital. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.